Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitch Hider with a Hookin' Toon.
Fantastic.
We've got to say Newcastle could be in the Champions League, could win the Premier League. It's all kicking off up the turn. But anyways, we have Kieran on the podcast. How's it going, Kieran?
It's going very well, swimmingly well. It's nearly lunchtime. And
we just had the Champions League.
Is that like a dip in your circadian rhythm?
Oh, it's just nice. It's just nice.
Looking forward to.
Yeah, it's just nice, you know, making it to lunch every day.
Well, we're talking about football first.
And also Chelsea? City, the Champions League draw has literally just happened. We went live for it.
Yep.
You've obviously got
Leipzig.
Good draw for you, really, haven't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. It's not like playing Club Bruges.
You would have lost to.
You have to say it like that every time?
Yeah, yeah. Club Bruges.
They are massive and you would have lost to them.
That is true. It would have just been a 10-0, no penalties ever scored. No, I feel like Leipzig will be, I would say, so it feels like a game that would be very us to go out to.
Yeah, but fortunately, you have Erling Haaland, who has that experience against that.
Do you mean
team.
Erling Robot Haaland?
Erling Robot, Mr. Robot. Freak Haaland, yeah.
Norwegian meat robot.
Yeah,
meat robot. That sounds like a bit dodgy. Mm-hmm. Sounds like something you find on another website. Spurs and Milan.
Yeah, they do.
They're out, aren't they?
Who's Spurs or Milan?
Spurs.
Yeah, I would say so. I think Milan have enough to get through there, especially in a European stage.
Yeah. We'll touch them, obviously, in February when the games obviously happen. But I'd say the two biggest ties of the round are Liverpool-Real Madrid.
Yep. Mm. Last year's final.
Interesting game. It's hard to call. I obviously predicted Real Madrid to win the Champions League. We don't know where it's going to go.
Well, it feels like Real Madrid have strengthened since their victory. And it feels like Liverpool have got worse since their loss. So on that basis...
Not looking good, Chief.
No.
PSG Bayern.
Chief.
Choupo-Moting derby.
Yeah.
How's he gone from
Somehow
Stoke
that would work
to...
with Stoke as well.
Hang on. Just like take a second here. He's gone from Stoke where... he occasionally got a game to being the face of PSG versus Bayern. So much that people are saying that is his derby.
It's pretty nuts. But it's also true because he's actually sick. He's had a good tournament. But before we get into discussing this week's football, we have some leaderboard updates to the predictions. And we will say this, we had a stinker this weekend.
Yeah, just too much life was happening. We forgot to send Saturday.
So much life, man. Yeah. We just forgot to predict half the results.
To be fair, I actually did have too much life going on because when I was supposed to give my predictions, I was midway through a stream, which has resulted in me having no hair.
Baldy locks.
Yeah, thanks.
Not looking good, is it? Not a good look.
It is good.
No, it is actually a good look. It is good looking. If anyone can make a joke, I can.
Yeah.
You've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, fucking two, I can.
Anyways, give us our score prediction updates.
So, yous were quite similar this week.
We only did five results, right?
Yeah, you only did the five from the Sunday. And so we'll start with you, Theo. You got three incorrect results completely. Two correct results, no correct scoreline. So that's 2 points only.
No correct scoreline.
Your time.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure, man. You went Chelsea, 2-1 to Arsenal. You went Aston Villa losing 2-0 to Man United, Newcastle winning 3-0, which we almost did.
What was the score? 3-1?
4-1.
4-1.
Fuming.
In the last 5 minutes, that all kicked off.
Yeah.
Reeve, you were very similar, but you got three correct results, and then the rest were incorrect, so 3 points for you.
I predicted Liverpool to win, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Wait. So how many points did I get?
So you got two. Reeve got three. The scoreboard is now 68 points to Theo, 67 to Reeve.
Thank you. And if you're wondering, what does the loser get? They get a tour of the Spurs stadium dressed in a full Spurs kit.
Oh, okay. It's
quite nice, really.
I mean, that's quite harrowing, even if you were a Spurs fan.
yeah.
Just like, being a grown adult,
just being a grown adult in a full kit, you have to wear Astros and knee-high socks.
Do you have to wear shin pads?
I think we're going to have to say yes to the shin pads.
You need shin pads and boots as well.
Are you going in on your own?
I don't think you can wear boots in.
You're going to have to wear boots somehow. You need your full kit. You're ready to play.
But am I going in on my own or are you coming in with me to film it?
Yeah, we're going to have to document it.
Yeah, but whoever loses.
Because you know what would be more embarrassing is going in on your own? No filming. Just
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. People thinking, oh, this is just a normal, like, he's so excited. This is how he dresses for an occasion like this.
They're going to probably give you.
That's
like,
what it should be. It should be like a secret camera.
Yeah. We'll have to do that.
More awkward to just walk in there.
God, like, no, let's not make that.
And you can vlog it as well and be really excited.
Yeah,
hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's not do it.
Why are we looking at me? So I'm going to lose.
You just said, Mark, you're going to come in.
You're going to lose. Anyways, speaking of teams that are way better than Tottenham, Arsenal, they are winning the Premier League. Once again, everyone goes, oh, you haven't played anyone good.
It's the third team that we've played that are actually good.
Yeah, right? Third top six team.
Exactly.
Oh, are Chelsea good?
Don't even start. This is what everyone keeps saying.
Are they good?
Well, are Arsenal going to beat City? And go, well, obviously, they're going to beat City. They're not the City of like when
No. We're the only other good team. So yeah,
this is
them actually.
Yes. Are you true?
They're the two tests, right? Newcastle. And
have you not played Newcastle? Too,
stop saying they're the two tests. This is what everyone keeps doing.
No, but
Arsenal have beaten Chelsea, Liverpool, and Spurs, and everyone's going, oh, obviously, like they're really bad. Like, grow up.
I'm in your corner. I believe that Chelsea
like,
are
at what point,
an acid test for us of where we are. But I think that Newcastle and Man City are better than the three that we've played.
Yeah, but at what point do you have to realise, like, oh, mate, like, if any other team beats Chelsea, oh, wow, what result?
It's coming home and Arsenal are winning the league.
Fucking too right it is. It's pissed me off that people aren't saying. Look, I tweeted out yesterday going, is anyone out there really thinking that Arsenal still can't win the league? Mm. Everyone goes, don't be an idiot, Theo. Leicester won the league.
You have a different standard now, though, because you're not this like fighting for Europa League. We're judging you by Man City standards, you know.
Yeah, Arsenal are doing your answer.
Arsenal are doing better than Man City. Yeah, but almost lost to Fulham.
Yeah, you. Well,
you did almost lose.
We almost lost to Fulham.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah. Right? That's like it was a draw for ages, so it's not an almost loss.
Yeah,
but you got red card.
That's. We still had 75% possession.
Yeah, you did, to be fair. But anyways, Arsenal won 1-0 against Chelsea. Aubameyang had 8 touches before getting subbed.
Is that's better than Lukaku, right? What was his record? Like 7? Was that 7? Do you remember when he played Palace?
Sky released a highlight.
I think it was going to be downhill when BT
it's the Chelsea
made,
number 9
when
thing,
BT made Aubameyang going, doing all the saying stuff, you know, like, come on you Arsenal, we're going to kill you.
He didn't say
the kill you bit, actually. I think it was downhill for them. Was Aubameyang destined to fail at Chelsea?
If he wasn't right or good enough, no, like anymore at Arsenal, why would coming back be better? I don't understand.
He's right.
He's actually got a point.
Yeah, good point.
I want to touch on the refereeing decisions during the game because as an Arsenal fan, I do feel like over the last few years we've sort of got the other side of the rough of the green. You know, it's not been great. And I feel like yesterday was an inconsistency again. Hear me out. Because in the City-Liverpool game, a great referee, you know, it was a bit contentious, but it was great because he just let everything go. It was a great game.
I thought that was horrible refereeing, but continue.
Well, each to their own. But in this game, the referee was so... everything was put up for a foul. It made a stop, start, slow game. And then like a couple of decisions happened and it's like he let them go. It's like the consistency wasn't there. Do you see what I'm saying here?
You want refereeing consistency, not necessarily perfection.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You just want to know that something's a foul, even if you don't agree with it, it's a foul.
Yeah.
But it's a foul for the other team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even if, so at the start of the game, he was refereeing very harsh and everything was a bloody foul. It's like, grow up referee. But then in the second half, it sort of went back. He tried to let it flow. Yeah. It's like, if you're going to do referee away, referee that way, don't do one or the other because you'll get decisions. Like in the City game, where De Bruyne dived, but I feel like he felt bad about giving Cancelo the red card, so he gave that.
Yeah.
No, I think that was a perfectly legitimate penalty, and it's completely fine. It is, the game's a game, and the ball went in the net, and all is fine.
Yeah. Well, a prime example of refereeing consistency that if it remains consistent, you don't really talk about it after. It occurred was the Man United Newcastle game where there was 2 penalty shouts almost identical and both weren't given. So you go, well, okay, well, if they're not getting theirs, then
yeah, you can't really argue.
Equalized, yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. And I was like fuming in the first half because we didn't get it. And then I felt all right after the game when they all sort of got to bring that one up.
Yeah. The Arsenal goal, did that sum up the game?
Summed up Chelsea's performance, yeah.
Just a bit crap.
Yeah.
It must be one of the the worst corners to result in a goal.
But every set, but it's true, it wasn't just that corner. I feel like every corner didn't beat the first man.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Every free kick didn't beat the first
man. Most professional teams for some strange reason. Why they just can't kick the ball. Do it? I don't know.
What
it is it? It's just, is it that different to like a free kick or even a clearance? Like, it's not, it doesn't have to be that accurate.
I was also quite
just get it past the first blow.
You're not aiming for anyone in the box. You're, when they do this and they go, and then they like, they hit the first man, you go, well, why have you put your hands
on? I imagine there must be something where like getting like a flick on at the near post is probably the highest ratio. Yeah.
Spurs do that all the time, by the way. Spurs do that all the time. You see Harry Kane get that back post corner header goal. He's probably done it 4 times this season, I reckon.
You know, Gabriel almost missed. He's almost put it over.
He robbed it.
I'm fuming for the FBL. I'm not Saka over Foden. Don't get me started.
The best
Cancelo.
Bit is Kukurea just hugging.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I don't know who he's holding, but he's literally holding them and it just goes slowly past.
Well, Chelsea have taken, obviously, Potter started off really great. Don't get me wrong, he started off and was like, whoa, Potter.
But he's now just keeping clean sheets, though, wasn't
but
he?
But now he's got only 2 points from 4 games.
Yeah.
Was Saka and Tuchel a mistake?
But you got to give him time to implement his system. Like he's what? How many changes have you made already? Like 40? I don't think I've seen a single Chelsea team be the same from one game to another.
Chelsea have made the most changes to a starting 11 this season, which was 29.
Yeah.
Arsenal have made the second least. Brighton first with 7. Arsenal have 11 changes to the starting lineup.
Yeah, you can tell. Like there's no chemistry in how they play.
You know Arsenal's starting lineup, but you don't know Chelsea's starting lineup. Do you think that's the issue for Chelsea?
Yeah, and I also think they haven't had enough game time with each other to perform on the stage of, like, you know, a London derby. Like, you saw it with the Havertz cross, right? All he's got to do is pull that back to Aubameyang, and he's just, like, smashing that across
movement,
the box.
Really, really good.
And that was the only opportunity they had, right? They were pretty flat otherwise.
Well, we said it yesterday on the live stream, didn't we? Every time Chelsea got the ball, you just didn't see them scoring. Like there was just, they had no attacking threat.
Sounds a lot like old Brighton.
Yeah, it does. It's just XG manufacturing.
But they're not even getting the XG, Chelsea. They're not getting any shooting targets. Do you think they need to deep dive into the window in January?
Just like buy like an actual striker.
A proven striker.
Do you not think Bro is good enough?
He did look good when he came on though. Yeah. His footwork was naughty.
Well, like he can be like the second bloke, the backup. But you're not going to be like, right, we need top 4. Who have we got up front?
Bro, is it not the number 9 curse? Who do they get? Like they've been through
just
so
don't
many
give them a 9.
Great pedigree strikers.
Just give him a 9.
They try Havertz there for a bit and then they're like, well, we don't want to curse him, so we'll put
him out. I'm trying to think, who was their last like?
Diego Costa.
Really, wasn't
it? Yeah, and then he fell off anyway.
Drogba.
He's out for a couple of months.
Torres. Anelka. There's just so many
Anelka
strikers. There is something dodgy going on there. There's got to be some kind of curse.
Talking to Prodi C, who's like a Chelsea fan, he's like livid about like getting rid of Tuchel. He said he'd give Potter a chance, but like he thought it was like very ignorant from the American owner.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I think Potter will end up doing good for Chelsea. Don't get me wrong. And he needs to be given the chance. It's just right now, I don't actually think he knows his starting lineup at all. And I think when he's got his own transfer window, say January, and maybe they buy a couple of players, I think Chelsea will start to come good.
That's the real benefit of the World Cup as well. It gives him an entire month to work with the players that don't obviously go to the World Cup.
Do you think for Arsenal to finally get a shot at winning the league, do you think they need to beat City for people to take them seriously?
If we win one of the two, I think that's probably enough for us to win the league, I reckon.
I think you do win one of the two.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I just think it was so close.
Not I'm saying that we're going to win the league, all right? And when we do...
Back yourself, man.
When we do, it's going to be amazing. But I'm saying...
Not if we do. You are saying we're going to.
Okay, so Rio, come on. I think sufficient points off City is 3.
Why do you think Arsenal will get a result at City?
Just because the atmosphere at the Emirates now has become like half of it is just like believing, like anything. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't actually like believe you're going to do it, if you like are like, well, yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
Then that's a hell of a lot of it, and then it just feels like everyone in the ground's on the same page, or the players on the same page. It just feels like you probably will beat us.
I feel like there's a connection between the fans and the club and the players that hasn't been there for so many years.
Oh, completely agree.
And I actually think that not only is it down to Arteta, but I think it's down to the likes of Xhaka,
yep,
who's rebuilt his relationship with the fans. Martin Odegaard as captain has some weird thing. And just individual performances like Saliba coming back when he, you know, we put him on loan for a couple of years and the fact that he's just coming and become the best centre-back in the league.
Yeah.
Aaron Ramsdale.
He's our shit house.
Aaron Ramsdale is just instantly, do you know what I mean? It took him 5 games at Arsenal to gain the number one spot. 5 games.
Yeah.
It took Leno to move on.
Yeah.
Like there's and Gabriel Jesus, you know, he's not getting the goals that some people are wanting to get the goals, but his performances are just absolutely unbelievable. They are.
That's how
they
are.
I know.
Chelsea, his hold-up play was just so good.
That's how you can tell whether or not people watch ball or watch football, because they go, well, Gabriel Jesus, he's not contributing with anything, but if you watch him play a game, the amount he does is unbelievable.
No, I'm just saying that's
mate, he's back defending, he's back tackling.
Yeah, but that's the exact same thing that he did at City. That's all we would say. And then eventually it becomes like, okay, maybe you should score now. Like maybe you should score.
Yeah, but if he's facilitating other people to score, then you can't really. There's not.
That's
what happened at City last season. There was never really like an out and out goal scorer. Every single player in the team had like 5, 6, 7 goals.
Mara is the top goal scorer,
probably. But now you have a focal point to score. Everyone goes, well, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Like striker should.
Yeah,
score.
But there comes a point. It was like when we had Ndjeko, he would score a decent amount. But he would also miss a lot. And then you'd just be like, this is, surely there's someone who can put those away as well as all the other ones.
Yeah, yeah,
Which is obviously incredibly hard to find. So I think Gabby Jesus is perfect for Arsenal.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying there's levels to this game.
Wow.
But we got Julian Alvarez, who I would regard as...
Yeah, he's quality.
Yeah, just
he's
really probably a better finisher than Gabby Jesus.
I want to quickly touch on a decision that arguably didn't happen, which I thought was bizarre. And the rules need to change, because Cucurella, clear handball, on the edge of the box. Like if it was, was a foot left in the box, VAR penalty. But because it was a foot out of the box, ignored. What the fuck?
You can't go back and play a free kick though.
No, but it doesn't make sense, because that's a dangerous free kick position.
But then it's all subjective. How far back down the pitch do you go?
But it doesn't matter. It's a handball. A handball is a handball.
Yeah,
that's a free kick.
Yeah, but not,
because it's out 1 foot out of the box, it's like ignored.
But we ignore it.
The point.
Stupid.
The point is the referee makes that decision on the pitch.
But he's looking at it.
Yeah, and he hasn't given it live, right?
I think what's
so the only reason they go to VAR is because if it's a penalty, it has to be overturned.
This is my point. This is the issue. I think what's happened here is the referee has seen the handball, but he thinks it's in the box, so he's left it for VAR, who then have looked at it and go, it's outside the box, so we can't give it. And he's like, fuck, I've had a stinker there.
Did he not go to the monitor?
No, because it was outside the box.
Yeah.
But I think the referee thinks it's in the box, so he's like, oh, I'm just going to leave this one so VAR can correct it. But actually,
I think he just didn't.
No, he has to see it, mate. See it.
It was a rotten decision by Michael Oliver. Honestly, I think he's just gone, oh.
Well, this decision leads me on to something, because I've been having a think, and I've come up with 3 changes to football.
Oh, you're going to do it now?
I'm going to do it now, because I've come up with
three changes to football. Couple episodes ago.
And my first rule will actually combat instances like this.
Go on.
It's called the common sense rule. Okay. Now, if anyone with a brain cell has common sense, you would say, that's a handball. That's a free kick.
Mm.
So that's the rule. Common sense.
What, do you have a panel? Do you have a panel of people with common sense?
But you just get someone in the van and go, oh yeah, you got common sense. They go, I have indeed.
Yeah, you get someone who's
what is that? Free kick.
No,
all right.
No, you just have someone who's impartial. And you just...
no one's impartial.
Well, you have someone with a brain cell, okay? You have me.
You've called out the van.
I'm in the van. I'm in the van. And I see that instance. I go, well, that's a free kick. That's a handball. It's problem solved.
But can you pull everything back for like a minor... Because VAR...
But the common sense... This is the beauty of the common sense rule. Is sometimes the common sense thing is just to let it go. Because it's pointless.
Right.
So you're not going to call everything. Like if you can really see like a flicker of him going out for a corner. Just leave it, man. Just go the referee's decision. But that is a big instance. That's a dangerous free kick. Common sense says that's a handball. Give that. And you've got to be fair. It's common sense.
It sounds like you've got a tougher job in that van as a common sense rule of official than the referee of the actual game.
No, because what will happen is, I'll look at the monitors. I'll be like, foul. that's not a foul. Just let that go.
Well, there'd be even less consistency.
You're just like snacking on Harry Bug going, like they've got all the monitors on and you're going,
that will be better than the current state of affairs.
Probably, yeah. Not going to lie.
I think VAR should be exclusively for mistaken identity or offsides. And then the rest is just the ref. So he gets it wrong sometimes, whatever, but then...
So because just offsides and goals. No, yeah. Just offsides, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when like they're trying to debate whether it's like a handball in the build-up or for the goal, no one cares anymore. The ref's just...
In the World Cup,
and you can celebrate most of your goals then.
Going to have the automated offside, right? Which they've been trialing in Champions League. So anyway, I actually like that one. But anyways, yeah, rule number one is common sense rule, which I think, you know, anyone watching, if they've got common sense, they probably understand what I'm talking about, unlike this idiot. Number two, when it goes to extra time, bring back the golden goal.
Oh, why did they get rid of it?
Because it could take ages for someone to score, right?
Well, no, but you still have penalties at the end, don't you?
Yeah, you got 120
it's
minutes.
It's not just like endless...
It just stops, yeah.
They come back the next day to keep playing.
Yeah, I get the whole point of like, they could all get an equaliser in the last minute of extra time. Mate, golden goal, man, exciting.
Yeah.
And you have more to play for. It'd be more exciting, maybe you'd be more tentative, but how sick is golden goal?
It is.
Like, imagine the limbs.
Have we ever had golden goal?
I swear, was it at like...
0-2? Was it
the Korea one?
I think it was
South Korea, Japan.
Two, maybe.
Really?
But imagine this limbs.
Yeah, I feel like World Cup.
Imagine golden goal with limbs, and then it get ruled out by.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Imagine Mario Götze's goal in the World Cup final, but it was golden goal.
There was
already limbs.
There is something just knowing about when the ball is in the net. You're like,
and then VAR company goes offside. Common sense rule will come into play. And be like. Allow that, mate.
Yeah. 2 years also. Like, oh, no, I quite enjoyed that one. Just let it go.
Rule number two, bring back golden goal. Excitement. I enjoy it. Rule number three, it's like tennis, the challenge system. So this, this would be, you'd either go common sense rule or the challenge system.
Oh, like a fork in the road.
Yeah, so if you're going...
Your first rule hasn't worked, you've already changed it.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm providing...
It's a contingency plan for rule one.
I'm providing options. As director of FIFA, you need to provide options.
Absolutely,
So people can vote.
Yeah.
It's a democracy.
Yeah.
The challenge system. Okay, so for example, Arteta's there, you get three challenges a game.
Three? That's a lot.
Just like in tennis.
Oh, identical to tennis.
Yes, three challenges a game.
Okay.
Arteta will look at that and be like, ooh, we could actually get a dangerous free kick here. Challenge! VAR will have a look at it. So they don't look at anything unless you challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, VAR will have a look.
Okay, anything at all.
Anything at all.
Oh.
Yeah, unless you challenge. So VAR will...
They have a silent game until you say...
Yeah, so it's purely refereeing decisions until you go, challenge!
That's really good, actually. I like that one.
Yeah, see? Ooh, genius. So...
But you can't have both rules, though.
What do you mean?
If you play the common sense rule...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I guess I've given you options.
Oh, so before they go into the game...
No.
The managers are like, would you like to play this game with the common sense rule?
No.
Would you like to play the game with the challenge rule?
Or would you like this man to decide?
No. So what will happen is, in January, FIFA will come together, they'll listen to my proposal, and then there'll be a vote. The vote will be either use the challenge system or the common sense rule.
Okay,
so only one will get implemented into the game of football.
Sure.
The challenge system, you do not use VAR, refereeing decisions, unless you go, challenge! And you can challenge it.
I like that.
Yeah, you're
my issue is, with the common sense rule, you give someone else in the world a job. That person is designated common sense person in the VAR.
Yeah,
me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, like, if we want to try and, you know, stimulate economic growth, then... common sense rule should prevail, right?
Well, yeah, but then also you could introduce someone said the challenge acceptor person.
So. Okay, yeah, that's good. It's someone on the end of the foot. Oh, he's challenged. All right.
Yeah. If you lot have any ideas about how football could be improved or changed, let them know in the comments. Obviously, I think mine are pretty fucking good.
I like them, yeah.
I actually think they're pretty sick.
What was the second one again?
Golden goal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm.
But it would have to be in conjunction with... either of the other two rules, right? Because if a golden goal gets ruled out by VAR, that is...
No, but it won't get ruled out by VAR. It could get ruled out by the challenge system.
That's what I mean.
And imagine the scenes out of their fucking limbs if you've scored, but you've used up all your challenges. So this is where tactics come into play. You should always keep a challenge ready for extra time. Because imagine it's offside, but you've got no challenges. Oh, the scenes.
Yeah.
I think I've got one actually as well. Oh, do you know in the NBA draft?
Yeah.
How they have all these, like, the best promising players come up and, like, the worst teams get a pick first, so they get first crop of the new up-and-come people. Imagine you had that.
No.
What?
I don't like that idea.
No, that's colonizing the Americans in the UK.
Yeah, that's Americanizing. Yeah.
Boom!
Yes!
I bet you like the idea of North versus South, don't you, Americanizing?
I bet you don't want no relegation, do you?
No, it'll be good though.
Oh, yeah, fucking turn.
It'll make it more fair, man, and you can keep
No, because then it would defeat the whole point of a youth academy system, which the NFL don't have.
Mm. Sorry, you're a Newcastle fan.
Yeah, we haven't been
talking
in years.
About the idea of things being fair.
Well,
in 2 years' time, you'll come back to what you just said and go, fuck that draft.
You'll be like, this
we've
guy.
Won the championship.
You'll be like, this guy. Speaking of this guy, City,
yes.
Scraping a result against Fulham.
Sometimes you can double dip. Sometimes you scrape the bottom of the barrel.
Maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
I think it was, as one impressive Athletic article put it, one of the most defining and best wins under Guardiola.
Really?
Yeah.
Against why? Fulham. Because they're the
pure,
game win.
Pure domination for how long? When did he get sent off? Like, it
was early. 27 yeah, minutes 27. Or something. Not that I'm counting.
We had 75% possession.
It's pretty outrageous.
I actually don't think Fulham had a shot in the second half. And it was literally, it was like we're playing with 11 men.
Here's a question, which I've seen been going around. Mm. If Man City had to play an entire season with 10 players, where'd you finish?
Third.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
One player down.
I honestly back it.
Yeah, fair enough. Top four.
As long, if we just get rid of the Champions League and the Cups, just go out as soon as possible in them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it'd be
got
shattered.
More squad depth with 10 players.
But,
yeah, one less position to fill.
Yeah. I generally reckon. Because when we do go down, I'm like, I'm not that worried, which is a
when
bit
you go
nuts.
In a game when you go behind.
Yeah, when we go down, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be really difficult, but we should do it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, say even like before Guardiola, whatever, it's just like, oh god, like you're usually when you go a man down, you're like, just don't lose.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it was actively like, no, we need to win it.
What do you think of Cancelo's red card? Deserved?
Yeah.
By the letter of the law.
Yeah, I just feel like it was enough of a and like.
Do you know what's funny though? Is if he goes for the ball, it's only a yellow. It's because zero attempt.
He just tried to ease him out, and it's a very strong easing.
Yeah,
I have
a
bias because I captain no one FPL. But this is where the common sense rule comes in, lads.
Because you've kept, so he doesn't get
so
sent
if
you're
getting a red card, but well, Trent also gets a red. And Dean Henderson also gets a red.
But does Trent get red? Because it wasn't a goal scoring opportunity.
Trent gets
a
yellow.
It was down and it was
common sense rule, fam.
No, but...
That's just a new rule.
Okay, maybe not 10. But Dean Henderson should be sent off against Forest.
But he's gone for the
against,
ball.
Against... who do they play?
Wait, so are you Brentford. Saying... Hang on, going back
Mate,
to...
No.
Going back to Common
he
Central...
He hasn't got the ball.
No, but going back to the Common
Jens
Central...
Jens Lehmann got sent off for the exact same thing!
Okay, but going back to Common Sense rule, are you saying common that sense that rule overrules every other law in football?
It's common sense.
Yeah, but what
Dean
I'm saying
Henderson
is, no, but what
has
I'm saying
stopped
is,
a goal scoring opportunity.
But what I'm saying is the Jens, double jeopardy law is a case of he's tried to play the ball, it's only a yellow. If you don't go for the ball, it's a red.
Common sense rule comes into play and goes, okay, what's happening? Look at history. Jens Lehmann getting sent off against Barcelona 2006.
Just getting a list off of
and you think, wow, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Why has he only got a yellow?
What how
why?
What counts as history? Are we going down to like fourth tier? Got an example
history
from...
is whatever you can think of on the spot.
Okay. Just immediate. Okay, yeah.
Nice.
I'm also fuming because he's my captain.
Yeah.
An FPL. Not a deal. But anyways, you bring on the robot. Mm. He scores an offside goal and then a penalty.
Yeah, I missed the offside goal because I went for a wee.
Oh, no. But
it is known when you go to the toilet,
you will score.
It would have been fine had it not been if there's a challenge system
true.
Nobody caught it
well know? There you go see
and then I think it, it was a pen. I just think it's one of the ones where you, if you don't go down, then you won't get it.
Yep.
But I think everyone who does go down, maybe like more than 50% would get it. The sort of thing.
The strange thing is Kevin De Bruyne. You don't see that often.
Yeah, you know, and it's not a convincing go to ground. And if it's very much an all arms parachute. Yeah.
If it
skydive.
Was like a player like who's notorious for diving, it would be made into a bigger story than it is. But right now, KDB seems to have got away with diving.
It's because he's that good. He's that good. That everyone
goes,
there.
No, it's no excuse.
Fine.
Though,
I mean, we'll let him off this once because he's like one of the best players in Premier League history.
Yeah, you got to time. It's like. Like Zach Jalab always calls, he calls at five aside, he will call everything, even it's quite clearly come off us and gone out, he'll call everything. And then when it is genuinely like we've been wronged, he'll call for it, but he obviously won't get it because he just lied about the rest of them.
Yeah,
so if you just time, if you're very specific with the times that you dive or lie, then you're all good.
I think Fulham should have used their challenge system though. but VAR did look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Pen, so maybe that's where the common sense rule comes in and goes, mate, that's not a pen.
Yeah.
So it's all kicking off. Do you think, well, Guardiola came out and said recently, this is outrageous. He said, Chelsea, Liverpool, Spurs, Newcastle, Man United and Arsenal are all in a title race.
He forgot quite a few more teams that are in the Premier League. There,
Fulham, Brighton.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that's true or is it just mind games?
I think it's true from his perspective.
Yeah,
I generally reckon he works on the basis of, you know, like when someone older goes like, like, oh, well, we've got 40 points, so we're staying up. I generally reckon he just works literally on that. When it's like, oh, well, we take it game by game, week by week. I reckon he generally does just like, just focus on, there's not like, well, unless you're dropping some players because you've got like a dead rubber in the Champions League. Then I guess you are looking past that.
But that's why he tends to blow teams away because he sets up to beat the team that's ahead of him.
Yeah,
right?
Like we play Haaland every single game that we possibly can. For like 45 minutes, gets two goals, we just take him off.
Yeah.
Smart. It's quite an easy system, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's really nice just having one like massive bloke score all the goals.
Yeah.
He's three off the golden boot tally from last year.
Five, no? He's on 18.
Yeah, he's on 18. He's 18. I find it frustrating that.
It's outrageous, anyway.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That it's like, we haven't even finished the season yet. And instead of when it's like, Mo Salah beating the record or whatever, I was like, oh, he might beat the record. Everyone's like, oh, well, I want him to do it. When it's hard, it's like, oh, boring.
No, I love it.
It's just boring. Like, it's just boring. Like, have they gone too far? Has football gone too far?
And well, Kane's on 11 now, 12.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah, which is like half of what last year's total is. Yeah. All it means is that last year's total is just going to get completely blown out of the water by whoever it is.
I'm just like, don't you want to see something that's, like, I'm convinced if Messi and Ronaldo, one of them was here, I watch Ronaldo now and I'm like, I'm not convinced he ever scored 700 goals. Yeah. I'm like, this can't be the same bloke.
It's mad, isn't it?
that's my new conspiracy.
It's called 700 goals.
What was I saying?
You're talking about Messi being in the Prem.
Oh, yeah, I'm convinced people would be absolutely, they would hate it.
But there's rumours.
They'd be miserable.
There is rumours,
right?
Like,
oh, it's too easy. What's there's the no rumors? Point.
He's linked with City again, isn't he?
Who?
I don't want him.
He's been having a cheeky chat.
He's going into Miami.
With Pep Guardiola.
He's going into Miami.
Have you ever heard him speak?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Which is weird because he's my guy.
You can picture Ronaldo talking.
I've heard Messi.
Yeah.
I can't picture Messi speak.
Yes.
It's like a little high-pitched Spanish.
He's just calm, very quiet, softly spoken.
Softly, softly catch.
I've heard him speak a couple of English words before as well.
What were they?
So he can actually speak. He can so he's been learning English for the last like year and a half.
He's coming to City.
Mm. He can understand English quite well, but he struggles to speak it.
I'm convinced
he's training for a Fear Baker free kick challenge.
It's like I'm convinced Bielsa speaks English, by the way. But he's just chosen not to. He's just got this random translator.
How else would he communicate with Liam Cooper?
Well, he's Scottish.
It's like Aguero barely ever spoke English in interviews. But it's just sort of like, but I try and think the other way around because it's like, you'd have to feel like you got a good grasp on the language before someone asking you questions.
Aguero did speak, he lived in England for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, Bielsa's excuse was he didn't want to speak English in case he didn't say specifically what he wanted to.
Okay.
So he's spoken his native language, so he'd never get misconstrued by the media.
Okay, yeah.
Can you imagine that's a good point, though, like really hyping your players up Then the guy goes, okay, now you say
someone's been really shit. He's like,
Aston Villa, new manager bounce. My God, why is this new manager bounce always a thing? Like, it's getting a bit stupid now, isn't it? Like, they just beat United 3-1.
They got a new manager bounce from
13 minutes, two goals.
They got a new manager bounce the first time from sacking Gerrard.
They did.
And the random bloke.
New manager bounce before the new manager
just sack a guy every week.
Yeah, why is that a thing? I don't get it.
I just think because you feel like you got a fresh start. Well, if you're a player, you're like, let's go at it. Yeah, rather than, it's like the form has disappeared sort of thing.
Your manager has no preconceptions of how you are, so that you have the freedom to play.
Well, every time I play Bailey in FPL, he then gets no points. But every time I bench Bailey, he gets points.
He's literally the same as Andreas, isn't he?
Really? Does me head in. He's on my bench as well. Captain Cancelo, bench Bailey Andreas.
Yeah.
Not ideal. But good evening. 1-3-1.
I'm more impressed with the fact that Villa scores three goals under Emery. I mean, that's a lot of goals for Unai Emery.
Do you think United were bad or Villa were good?
Combination?
Combination.
Is that
a combination? It's a cheat code.
Although, to be fair, the first goal, the second goal, like, United can't really do much about them.
Oh, have you seen that the wall was really far away for the free kick? Too far away.
Is that
Luke Shaw's free kick?
Yeah, but people are very angry about it.
Wait, no, not Luke Shaw's free kick.
No,
Digne, the other left back.
Yeah. Apparently, and you see the picture and it is very far away.
Take nothing away from the free kick, though.
No. Oh, yeah. I feel like De Gea could get there.
Really?
It's like, it's in the middle of the goal, as in like height-wise. Yeah.
It's quite a far out free kick as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of time.
Yeah, what was he doing in that time? He was coming to the goal.
Just having a little kicky. Ronaldo was captain.
Yeah. Tom Garrett's loving it. Captain Man United and they play like...
But is it his fault they lost 3-1?
No, it's not his fault.
No, but like...
He was their best rated player.
Was he?
Apparently so.
No, I feel... I don't know if someone's edited a photo a bit wrong.
According to Cristiano Ronaldo,
Well, I saw something. It was like, he did the thing where, you know, he walked off early and then sort of was out the team for like a thing. And they were much better. Just don't play him. You don't have to play him.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think he's detrimental to, you know.
Just don't play him. It's fine.
Yeah.
It seems like a really easy decision.
Apparently, by the way, so during the game, United kept trying to like do deep crosses into Ronaldo to try and score, but they just kept failing. And apparently, Ten Hag just like, well, that's not his plan. So he called this stupid after the game and criticised the players for failing to follow his rules.
Yeah.
Does this show that Ronaldo is a detriment to the team?
Absolutely, because people feel like they feel a need to give him the ball. You would, right? If you played with Ronaldo... you're capping.
Sorry, Ron.
Straight cap.
You have to. Straight cap. If you are a football player, you can't see Ronaldo as Ronaldo. You have to see him as just
man.
Another player. And that's what I would do.
Just have a cog in the machine.
After the game, I'd then also be like, hi.
But you can clearly tell because he's what? Garnacho as well.
Garnacho,
you've got fanboys of the guy.
Yeah, Garnacho is such a fanboy.
Yeah.
But he's also very fortunate to be learning under Ronaldo and Messi.
Yeah, he's got the best of both. Of
It was tragic.
Is his name Hovis Garnacho?
What?
Hovis Garnacho, best of both. Doesn't matter.
It's a joke. I only eat sourdough bread, so I wouldn't know.
You are from East London.
No, I just decided it hurts my stomach less, so I can eat more
of it. It's good for the gut.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why I was like, what's the best bread? Because I really like bread.
Really?
It's really good. Sourdough is supposed to, well, I know it is for a fact, but it's like, it creates good gut microbes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it. Well, United are playing Villa again on Thursday in the Carabao Cup. Do you think United get their revenge?
Is it still the Carabao?
The League Cup.
Yeah, it is the Carabao. Yeah.
Carabao Cup,
they still sponsor it, even though nobody's ever had one of their own energy drinks ever.
I honestly didn't know they were energy drink until you just said it there.
Really?
Really?
Not yeah, they're, a while, they're an energy drink company that nobody drinks their
I just thought they were a gas company or something.
The Eon FA Cup, do you remember that?
Yeah, that's what I was doing in my head.
I still call it the Carling Cup.
Yeah,
it's
the Carling Cup. Yeah. Do you think United get the revenge?
Yeah, I think they do. I don't really feel like I have a reason for that. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, they would have... Learn for he'll be really angry and they're playing them again, so it's tight. They can right the wrongs.
That's if that's the difference, and they end up winning.
And I mean, Villa was still, I saw a court like the first half, but they were still quite like under the cosh,
yeah.
So I feel like
But I feel like Ronaldo won't be pissed off if he doesn't play because he's got a World Cup coming up.
That's true as well.
Yeah, he won't play.
He's got a bit of an injury.
Has he?
Yeah. So after the Juventus PSG game, I was a bit like, what the hell is going on here? Messi went straight down the tunnel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not acceptable. If Ronaldo did that, he'd get fucking slaughtered.
Yeah, you called him out, didn't you?
I did call him out, actually. Yeah. I said, how dare you? Because he didn't. It's not the fact that he went down the tunnel. Mm. It's the fact that he didn't even shake any of the Juve players' hands. And he didn't say, the entire PSG team went over to the PSG fans and correct, because they were quality the whole game. But he didn't shake any of the fans. And everyone's now defending him. Oh, but he had an injury. He walked perfectly fine down the tunnel. He played 90 minutes. He could have stayed an extra 30 seconds to shake his opponent's hand.
He doesn't. What is the injury?
Some Achilles tendon thing.
Ooh. Hopefully he's all right for the World Cup.
I think he's going to be rested until the World Cup now.
Oh, really?
Which potentially could mean it's 999 for the World Cup final. And that would be annoying.
Oh. Wait, so his 1,000th game is going to be against like fucking Montpellier? Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, it is peak though. No, but it is like shake the hands.
Yeah.
But everyone's defending him because he's Messi.
I was listening to the Football Cliches podcast this morning, and they had a bloke on who's written a book, Messi Ronaldo, and apparently Messi, a horrendous rage quitter on FIFA.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that fact?
Apparently.
I don't know
really.
Why I just didn't have Messi down as a FIFA man. Do he's got a mad ultimate team? Do you think he's just got all the icons?
Aguero plays a lot of FIFA. He does. They're like best mates.
Do you reckon Messi does champs?
Imagine. And imagine the guy being the guy at EA that has to give Messi his pro player card. Being like, here you go, Leo. He's like, give it now.
Messi would just buy FIFA.
Yeah.
He'll just buy FIFA. Yeah. He'll just buy FIFA, wouldn't he, really? Speaking of Messi.
Come on.
A Messi team. Spurs.
Oh, that's the best transition today.
Thank you very much. They are so boring. They played nine defenders. They played nine defenders and one striker against Liverpool, and they still lost.
Mm. They played Perisic, who is like their right/left wing back fill-in guy, at second striker behind Kane.
Like, why are they so defensive?
It's just content.
Yeah, it's just he's Italian, and it's worked before. It just seems to be in the nature. But
no, give him credit though, because the second half they actually didn't play like they did in the first. They actually tried to score goals, but the first half was
As soon as Kulusevski came on and was like, "I'm actually good at football."
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah,
he is actually really good at football.
Yeah, he's really
Salah
good
though, hitting it back against the critics once again.
Two very good fit. All the finishes in that game were elite. They're two.
I like Darwin Nunez's. Offside one that hit the crossbar.
Yeah.
Pretty much an open goal. Yeah. So that was good.
Who do you think finishes higher, Spurs or Liverpool this season?
Spurs.
Yeah, I do as well.
Really?
Wait, so do you, right? You said Liverpool seventh.
I think Liverpool finish higher.
Are you changing mind?
Change your mind. I think when the injuries come back, when they buy some players in Jan.
But we keep saying that when they like win and then they go and just like lose.
Well, they beat Spurs.
They did this before, didn't they? They beat City 1-0 and then immediately lost to Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, look, I'm just changing my mind. I'm going crazy.
You can change your mind in this show. We do that a lot. Yeah. Every episode.
Do you reckon either of them clubs might come in for Tielemans?
Come on, Arsenal, sign this guy. How many more worldies does he need to score before people realise?
He is getting a joke.
Yeah, well,
he only scores 35 yards or more.
But how often is that?
Yeah, well,
every game at the moment.
Yeah, but how often is that? He hit the bar against City.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, but that's off target.
Well, it's saved.
He saved, actually, it was on target.
Oh, okay.
Edison saved it.
Oh, yeah, that one.
He's fucking amazing.
No, but it was like Ruben Neves scores from outside.
I'd also take Ruben Neves
every week.
I think those two are very, very underappreciated.
Arguably, he does it every week.
Almost does. If Ruben Neves is probably the best, most consistent long shot taker in the Premier League.
But do Thomas you Partey. Do you
consistent?
Do you need it in that like position? Is that your main draw?
This is how dire it is.
The two or three goals they might score.
The only people that score goals for Leicester are Maddison and Tielemans
and Bond.
Yeah, Leicester
and Daka every now and again.
Yeah, but the Neves is so vital to Wolves that he's literally like that pro clubs guy that plays every position on the pitch because the rest of his team is just so shit.
But like he was
playing centre back against I can't remember the game, but he literally got pushed to centre back, then pushed to like left wing back, then into centre mid, and then he was at number 10 throughout the entire game.
But it was like he was meant to leave in the summer. He pretty much said his goodbyes, and I was like, oh, well, I guess no one else is coming in for me, so I'll stay.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Got to get both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a squad depth to dream of.
You could rotate their long shots. Yeah. That'd happen soon.
Well, it'd be in training, it'd be him, Partey, and Tielemans all fighting from 35 yards, being like, no, it's
mine. That is my favourite. My favourite goal is like a CDM just twatting it from like 30 yards. Just rolls out. Rodri's really good at
Rodri's good at it.
Well, he like passes it.
Well, Partey's one against Forest was like a cut.
The last time I saw a curl like that was Roberto Carlos against France.
Ridiculous.
Was it France?
Yeah. Or Bazinga in Chris and me videos.
Very, very true. £1. Speaking of a team that is not worth £1, Newcastle. God, I'm on fire today, aren't I? Why did Almiron keep doing it? What's going on there? He actually looks like the second coming of Messi.
Well, that's a compliment to Messi, if anything, at the moment. No, I'm not going to lie. Honestly, this guy has like worked so hard for ages. And do you know when you just want a player to do well? Yeah. And he's just finally hit his stride just as Grealish put him down.
He got a bit of luck going around the defender, I feel like.
But
I
think that he made his own luck. Absolutely.
He made his own luck and it's a composed finish.
Yeah, like he continued that run from halfway line all the way through. Happened to run into the ball. Happened to get a goal in the end. So like if he didn't make that run and work hard, then he's not getting anything.
I like how you put wiggled.
I felt like he did a little wiggle through, you know, a little wiggle through.
Yeah.
Did you see Joe Willock's finish?
Yeah, it was sick.
Well, weird.
No, but it was the only thing that he could have done in that situation to score it, and he did it.
Yeah.
Because St. Mary's pitch was pretty much waterlocked for the first half, wasn't it? The amount of rain that
proper
came down.
Proper toe punt. I love a toe punt.
Yeah.
But it was a weird toe punt. It was like
and it was also in slow motion as well.
Toe punts are quite relatable.
Yeah,
because it's like if you don't know how to kick a ball, that's how you kick
I score a lot of toe punts, especially at Shoreditch back in the day.
They're very
I got taught to do it. I got taught to do it as a kid. It's just easy.
It's a lot of power for minimal effort.
Yeah. When in doubt, toe punt it. Callum Wilson came off at half time. You know, he said he was ill earlier this week on his podcast. Not ideal for FPL owners who then had Chris Wood.
But it's more worrying for Qatar, isn't it?
Well, he's only got a cold.
He's a bit dizzy as well.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Nauseous.
Well, that's what he's saying. Yeah, unless he's lying, trying to get on the plane
no,
still.
No, but when you got a cold and you're trying to perform at elite levels of athleticism, lack of sugar, everything can play a part in
the stop being able to breathe and your also, nose.
Yeah, exactly. No, true.
And also Southgate was at that game. So if he goes off at half time, then it looks like Wilson was struggling. If he has a shit game for the full 90, Southgate goes, oh, he's... Maybe he's not really.
I was ill, Gareth. Please.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's better. It's better tactical, for him to just go off and then it look objectively like he's ill.
Trippier had a scare as well with his hamstrings,
right?
Yeah.
But he came off before the clean sheet as well.
Yeah.
After
it's just what he does, mate. He's done it three times.
Do you reckon Tripp's going to be all right though? So it's hamstring, right?
Well, we played him on after the half time, so he must have been okay. But then didn't risk him after 3-0.
Well, Eddie Howe and Tripp's came out and said they weren't too happy with the performance. After winning 4-1.
Oh, that's how you know you've got elite level mentality.
It's because they conceded a goal and it was far too easy for them to have done that.
Yeah.
Bruno Gamara, he scored a well good goal.
All three of your goals in the second half were pretty much identical. They've beat Bazunu on that right hand side. But, well, the Crispin one, he's curled it in the corner.
Yeah.
Joe Willock's put it side netting in that corner. And then Bruno Gamara scored in that corner as well. It's like watching three identical goals.
Mate, Newcastle getting Champions League.
Yeah, speaking of, they are someone I'd like to apologise to.
Oh, well, before we do that, we have to touch on the big news.
Which is?
Hasenhüttl.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. Bless him.
See you later, Ralph.
About time, really, wasn't it? They need a bit of change in that club.
Yeah.
Who's going to go in? Maybe to Stevie Gerrard?
Well, I hear that it's either Shawnee.
Sean Dyche.
Or the current Salzburg manager.
Who is?
Don't know the name.
But he'll be decent for a bit.
Yeah. And then probably
I think they actually need Sean Dyche to keep him up.
Yeah.
They actually could be in trouble.
No, but they've got the Southampton way, which every club has. It's like, oh, we're not playing the West Ham way. It's just what? scoring goals. Yeah. That's any way ever.
Yeah.
And no one's, well, I guess Burnley have a way, but now they don't have a way. They score goals.
No, now they're, actually under really Vincent good.
Company, yeah. Which I don't think it's, I don't think it's a mistake that the club top of the championship is Vincent Kompany. Yeah, Pep, Pep disciple.
It's,
and
it's,
the,
just another,
club,
it's just another Arteta, isn't it?
Yeah, club at the top of the Premier League.
And of course,
League
because
is,
six of their players are from Manchester City.
And that.
Pretty but much. So is Southampton.
Yeah, they are.
They signed Man City Youth Academy players.
And Arsenal.
But what were you saying about apologising, mate?
Yeah, I'd like to say sorry to Newcastle United.
Good damn right. Why?
My apologies go out to all of their fans, the club, the players, because I actually put them sixth in my Premier League predictions. And I think they could get so much higher than that now.
I think beat Chelsea, title challenges at the moment.
Title.
If we beat Chelsea before the World Cup,
I'll back it.
So,
the consistency of performance.
So let me get this straight. You're backing Newcastle for a title challenge, but not Arsenal.
No, I'm backing Arsenal for a title
challenge. You said they couldn't win the league.
No, I don't think they'll win the league. I said when they can win the league. I think they can win the league.
Favouritism.
Well, you can't discount Newcastle, can you?
But you discounted Arsenal.
No, I think City are going to win the league, realistically.
You did discount
but
Arsenal.
But saying someone's in a title race is very different to saying they're going to win the league, isn't it?
No.
It's not so different. If you're in a title race, you can win the league.
Because they're in a title race where they put pressure on.
Saying someone's in a title race is saying they could win the league.
It's entirely possible, right?
So it's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's not out of the realms, but you feel like the chances are so slim.
Yeah.
That you're not really.
Yeah. Like, if I was putting money down, there's a chance we win it. But the favourites are not who I think. You see what I'm saying? Doesn't matter anyway.
Mm. I feel like I'm to Lewis the team theory right now.
Yeah. I'm
but this was just an apology to Newcastle. I think they're getting Champions League. Yeah, I think they're getting Champions League. To be honest.
Do you have anyone else?
Until they lose to Chelsea and then next week we say, oh, they're not getting top four because that's what we do.
It's quite a wholesome part of the show actually because we are throwing apologies out there. And I think I know someone on your apology list, Reeve.
Oh, absolutely. He's there. He's number two. Well.
Oh, I actually know two people. On your list. Would you like to apologise to a certain robot?
Oh, yeah. But who's the other one?
A certain donkey you called.
Oh, he's not on it.
What?
I'm not going to apologise to him.
To who?
I think he's playing quite well.
He's all right, but
Darwin
I mean, he's
Nunes.
Still...
You don't have to apologise to him.
He can't.
He's good, but he's still a donkey. Oh, he's very raw. Rude.
He's so much fun to. Oh, that's
rude. That's so rude.
I love that.
When I say donkey, I'm talking in terms of when you watch his touches, when you watch his close control. It all looks lackluster. Like he's going to lose the ball. There was plenty of opportunities and chances.
One day, you'll bump into him randomly at the Liverpool training ground, and you won't be able to look him in the eye.
I think he's a really, really good footballer. He's very raw.
Back it. If you're going to say it, back it.
But there's that's fine.
You can't call someone a donkey and a really good footballer.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
I think he brings like such good unpredictability to your team.
Yeah,
like,
he has no clue. He's literally a chaos ball.
Yeah.
Player.
I think I said it before, it's like subbing on like a tornado onto the pitch. Yeah. It's like, I have no idea what's going to happen now.
Yeah. It's true.
Subbing a tornado.
But I've got to be honest, the setup for Salah's goal was really quite impressive.
He's not going to shag it, mate.
Yeah, but no, apologies to Erling Haaland, who I said he'd score 15 in the Premier League, and he's already on 18.
How did he say he was going to score 15? Because no,
he said he
was going to score 15.
And he's going to have he said Alvarez will have a better season than Haaland.
Better career at City. Better career.
You said Haaland would flop.
No, I didn't.
You did not.
We did a flop or dub.
You basically said Haaland's going to have a rotter season. It's not going to be good.
No.
I said 40 plus.
Whoa. Back it.
It happened. Just accept the loss.
Yeah,
and apologise to him.
Erling, I'm sorry. This is my fourth apology to you on this show, I think. So,
plenty more to come.
Yeah.
Kieran, do you have anyone to apologise? Who have you slated?
I was struggling to think, which means I'm correct all the time. but I believe it's one of your, I guess, Lisandro Martinez.
It's a good apology, yeah.
But at the same time, I still sort of back it.
Yeah. What did you say originally about him?
Oh, he's far too small and he's a bit shit.
Okay. Well, the first part is actually real. That's factual.
Yeah, and I will, if he has a bad game, and if there's any, he could successfully defend in like 20 games, then he'll have one where he's conceded a goal purely because of his height. And then I will be,
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you could have someone else who does all the rest, but isn't that small.
Yeah.
He's actually on my list of players to apologise. Mm. I've only got two.
And you've only got two?
Yeah.
After you called out like half of the Premier League.
Who have I called out?
I can't remember. But
there you go,
going.
Because no one, I actually back a lot of players. That's my issue. I think everyone's fucking amazing.
Right.
Mm. I'd like to formally apologise to Martinez. Mm. I didn't really say much about him, but I just feel like I owe him an apology.
And Darwin Nunes, for saying he'd be a flop.
Well, he's not lived up to his 80 million price tag.
Yeah, he's just...
Okay.
He exists.
And the second player I'd like to apologise to is actually Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Oh. I don't mind. Actually,
at the start of the season, we had to say the worst player at each club.
Oh.
It's so harsh. Look, don't blame me. Blame the producers.
Mm. They bought Kukureyes.
I feel like Aubameyang. You know when BT were making him say shit? Mr. Right, Puppet, right, man. I'm just, don't shoot the messenger.
Well, you went through the entire squad at the point and went... That's him.
And Ruben, I'd like to actually really say sorry to you because I felt bad saying it at the start and you're actually really good. You also got bulletproof hamstrings now and you are an animal. And Ruben, I wish you all the best for this season. You're playing fucking sick.
That's very sweet.
Well, nice, nice one, mate. Yeah. That's good.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
Yeah. I've got a few more.
Yeah, I don't have anyone else.
Danny Ward. I can think of one more. Danny Ward.
Get him on the plane.
He's having clean sheets now. He's doing his job properly. Good goalkeeper. Mm.
Get him on the plane.
Leicester are playing all right. So they play, apologies, Danny.
They beat the teams that are somehow worse than them.
Yeah.
And they still just lose to everyone else.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's all you got to do to stay up, right?
True.
But they were top four contenders.
Yeah, they were.
I've got Christian Eriksen on here. I wasn't initially sure about his move to Manchester United.
What
do you mean, what?
It's Christian Eriksen, man. He's going to be sick, no matter where he goes.
Yeah, but you always have reservations, don't you? Like, going into a new club, they didn't really purchase him to fill a problem that they had. It was an excess.
I realised it.
What?
I've apologised to one, borderline two, with Martinez. That means pretty much everything I say, fact. Whereas you're making a lot of, like, sorriness. And which means you're wrong quite a lot of the time.
How many did you whistle that list down to?
Yeah. You feel like you...
Lewis did get five.
And that was easy for you. Well, I could only get.
No, I mean, I had to put a whole club in here as one of them.
Mate, so. You've written a paragraph on that note. carry on.
Well, it wasn't actually. Eriksen's not a real apology.
Wait, clearly is. Carry on, mate.
And then my final one is probably Kovacic, because I didn't include him in my top 10 midfielders list. So, sorry.
I back it.
He doesn't belong there.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, Kovacic.
You're moving like a wetty. He's not top 10.
He's around 10. He deserved a mention. That's the apology. Mm. That's the apology. He's good enough to have been talked about and we just didn't talk about him. Him and Kante, actually, but Kante's been injured forever. So, both of them.
Did your opinion change after you saw him in his boxes?
Absolutely.
they weren't boxes.
I saw him flying.
You know, a lot of footballers actually wear pants.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
It's chafing.
Yeah, it's chafing. Boxers,
but I don't, sometimes I wear Under Armour shorts, you know, like tighties.
Yeah, yes. Like this.
I can't go for a run unless I'm wearing those. I can't play any sport unless I'm wearing the tight things.
Really?
Because the chafing's that bad. It's got massive legs.
Do you not put like chafing cream on?
No, I'm not that keen.
Oh. Okay. What about cycling?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but shaving cream for cycling.
I don't need to. Why would you do that?
Ben would tell you to do that. He'd say, Theo, put shaving cream
and
on.
And I'll tell him, no.
Right, okay.
I'll tell you no.
Well, I do wear it. So.
I put it on for the Ironman, though. It's mainly for the wetsuit around my neck. Because of the swim.
Yep.
Quickly, I want to touch on Leeds. They came back from 3-1 down. Showing a bit of resilience. Showing a bit of fight again. Mm. Somerville scoring.
Yeah.
Jesse Marsh doing a good job.
Yeah, he's keeping him up.
It's a good job for Leeds.
Yeah, I'm just annoyed about the Munglehaw criticism.
Yeah,
that's viral content, and it doesn't deserve to have a voice.
Yeah, Gabby, what are you saying?
He said
they won. He criticised Leeds fans for something like they won the Champions League. I'm like, mate, if you're 3-1 down and you win a Premier League match 4-3 in the last minute, it's limbs.
And also,
it is a Champions League game.
And also, it's a 6-pointer. And like that's against a team that they are competing against to stay in the Premier League with for Bournemouth.
And it's football.
It's football.
The ball goes in the net and you go, yay.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What do you want them to do? Just go, sick.
Just like, oh, we should have done that from the start.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna, that's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's a release of emotion.
Do you know what
like,
is when people moan at people for celebrating a win and a goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the number one thing football is about is goals and winning.
Yeah.
And fans.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's why fans celebrate that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, man.
So you think Leeds stay up? Do you think Bournemouth stay up? Who's staying up?
I actually can't call who goes down at this point, man. I think it's Forest, Wolves, and then someone else.
You think Wolves go down?
Forest.
With all their signings? The Portuguese national side?
Who's sitting at the bottom?
Portuguese
right now?
C team.
I thought Bournemouth were like 10th at some point.
They were
like 9th, yeah.
They're now 17th.
Cool, yeah. Really?
It shows you how quickly
Tom Garrett is he. He's having every second of it. Bournemouth fans got in our case. They got our case. We're like, they're going down.
Yeah.
They are signing anyone.
They're going down. They're like, oh, we're
mid table.
You're going down.
But mid table at a point where 3 points was the gap between like 17th.
I need to chat about Bournemouth. They are actually one of my. Yeah, I went to uni.
Yeah, you went uni there. Back the cherries, man.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I actually love Bournemouth. They're actually a really good side. I really back them. I used to like them. They're really cool. I actually filmed a video with them. They're really nice guys. Bournemouth Football Club. Up the cherries.
Good.
Yeah.
Great stadium.
Good ice cream to be in the Premier League.
Great. Yeah, Aruba bar. Quality bar.
Mm.
Cool.
Anyways. So who goes down for you then?
The three going down.
Look at this.
One, unfortunately, I do think maybe Bournemouth, unless they buy heavily, I think they're at risk. So I'm going to go Forest, Wolves.
You think Southampton escape?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think they do. And Bournemouth.
It's so weird because you look at Wolves and think they're a Premier League a Premier League club, but actually they've always been a Championship club.
It's because they've not overperformed, but that they held mid-table for like 2 or 3 seasons. So at that point, when a club does that, you think, well, they're just here for a while.
Yeah, it's like when Stoke were here.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they're going.
I think Forest, Bournemouth, and then it's a toss-up between Wolves and Southampton. I think Southampton...
just reading the bottom four.
Yeah, but I think if you look at every other club, like Everton aren't going down, West Ham aren't going down, Leicester aren't going down, Villa aren't going down, Leeds aren't going down, Brentford aren't going down, Brentford aren't going down.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it'll come down to the final day between Southampton and Wolves.
The final day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the final day one. Bournemouth will go down. Sorry, lads.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I had Fulham at 19th. At the start of the season?
They look like a solid club, don't they?
Yeah,
they're well
ran.
They look like they've finally cracked staying up.
Yeah, Mitrovic is going to get 30 goals this year and finish fourth in the golden boot race. So it's just the way it goes, isn't it? What about you? What do you think the three are going down? Not that it matters. I mean, the World Cup's going to come in and everyone's...
Would Wolves go down? It would just feel weird them getting relegated.
They don't score goals, though.
But
they are.
I do hate them. They're just so boring.
Oh my God.
Every game I just put, they're going to draw 1-1. And most of the time they do.
So obviously, we touched on Champions League draw.
Kieran didn't even say his three.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. Forest, Wolves, Bournemouth.
Oh, okay. We're in agreement.
So all in agreement.
Yes. Yeah, similar. Yeah.
The Wolfies, the Cherries, and the...
The Wolfies.
Trees.
The trees. we touched on the Champions League. Lads. Europa League draw. Wow.
Now, you did this before and then you were baiting us, so...
Wow.
It's not that good, is it?
Fucking wow. Salzburg, Roma.
Fuck.
Oh, they're two teams.
Seville, can't wait to avoid that.
Seville
picture.
PSV. All right. Sporting Midtjylland.
Sorry?
I beg your pardon?
Sporting Midtjylland.
Oh, Midtjylland. Yeah.
Barcelona.
Arsenal.
Manchester United.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a good draw, but you'd want that later on in the competition, though, wouldn't you? It's a bit too early for the Europa League for that. Do you not think?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm...
I'm impatient, though, so I want it now.
Yeah. What round
we,
is it?
We have to wait until February to see it anyway. Yeah. So 16, by that point, you'd be like...
16 is what I'd say.
Ajax, Union Berlin.
That's a good fixture.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's a good fixture.
Juve, Nantes.
What, pardon?
Against who?
Nantes.
Yeah, no.
Nantes.
You just call not the whole of Juventus. Nantes. You just
Shakhtar Rennes. No, Rennes. Yeah. Shakhtar Rennes. Leverkusen Monaco.
Mm-hmm. Where are we?
Where's Arsenal? Have they not done the Arsenal?
I was looking at this. I don't know where I was
we get a bye because we're that good, right? We're just through to the quarters already. Is that what happens?
Oh, there's these are the weird playoff ones. These are weird.
Knockout round playoffs, yeah.
Knockout round playoffs. Yeah, like, Arsenal wait the last 16 draw, so these are the playoffs.
Oh, so they're not even...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so
this
what
is the Champions League ones that are dropped.
So what, is these runners-up and then the third place from Champions League?
Champions League third place side, so are unseeded, will face the Europa League second place
runners
side.
Ups, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
So
that's weird.
Arsenal won't know until these games are finished.
If anything, that's actually a really cool draw then, Manchester United versus Barcelona.
So one of them will go through into the round of 16.
That's not bad, actually. I quite like that.
That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting.
I reckon United win that.
Yeah, I actually think they do. Barcelona just not itchy.
The PK derby.
But then United are not itchy at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
So as maybe
Ten Hag ball on
maybe
the
they both
stage.
Just draw and both go out.
Can that happen?
No.
Imagine if that happened in European football. You draw both games, you both go out.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Send them home.
That's the rule. Add it to your list.
If you both draw, you're both shit. Just in time for the quiz.
Ooh. Yeah, and today we're going to do Who Am I?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, no.
Are we doing
it? I say, don't chat out. If you've got it in your head,
okay.
Just keep it in your head. Right. And if you want to play along, don't cheat. We know when you cheat.
Okay, so we know when you cheat. I was born in South America in 1987.
My God.
I have played in Portugal. I won a Premier League and FA Cup. And I moved to China in 2016.
Oscar.
Good guess, though.
Ooh.
In 2016.
I think I know who it is. I know who it is.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they played for Chelsea.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is it Deco? Pardon me.
Sorry. I was going to say Hulk.
No, but he did play for Chelsea.
That's why I thought maybe he has a dodgy FA Cup.
Oh, it's not Deco then. No, that's a bit too different.
No.
Do we have an extra bonus quiz?
Deco's probably older than that. Actually,
a bonus thingy? Bonus
clue?
Yeah.
Well, he played for Chelsea. He was a midfielder.
Ramirez.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, Ramirez.
Ramirez.
Yeah. That's my next guess.
Nice one.
What are you thinking of that one?
Just completely. Too much. Too much information. Just goes. Just not.
Okay. I was born in England in 1975. I only played for one club in my career. I have 85 caps for England, and I have won two Premier Leagues as captain.
1975.
He was born.
Hmm.
One club, two Premier Leagues as a captain.
Did he come from West Ham? No, he didn't.
Tony Adams.
No.
How old is that? How old are they? 75? 25, 45. They're like 47.
50, 47.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Martin Keown.
Oh, no.
I don't think I know anyone that old.
They were born in England?
Yeah. 85 caps for England?
85 caps, one club.
No. 85 cap. For some reason, I'm thinking a defender, and I don't know why. Why am I thinking of a defender? Is it?
You'd be right thinking of a defender.
I would be right thinking of a defender.
You would indeed, Lee.
Gary Neville.
Yes, Gary Neville.
Ball knowledge.
Ball knowledge.
Knowledge. Strength, integrity.
Okay. I was born in 1989. I have represented my country at 7 different levels. I moved to London from France in 2012. And I won a Europa League.
You moved from London to France or France to London?
Moved to London from France.
Yeah. Oh, where's the tune, mate?
In 2012.
Still playing in England.
Still playing?
In England, eh? But it doesn't necessarily mean he's French.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't necessarily.
What? This is bizarre.
What did you say? Represented his country at 7 levels?
Yeah.
When was he born?
1989.
Which makes
the race.
No.
How old does that make him?
33.
And he's still in England?
Yeah. He actually played in the game that we streamed for Pitchside Live. Chelsea.
Oh. Wait.
It's
not Aubameyang, is it?
No. We actually commented on him, surprised that he still plays for them.
Cesar Azpilicueta.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
That's tough. That was a toughie about them extra bonus questions. Yeah. You know, bonus questions.
Where was he in France?
Yeah, he did come from France, didn't he? Yeah, from
somewhere in there.
That was really hard. That was a trick. That was a really dodgy one, that
one. Good shout, that. Wouldn't he?
I was born in 1976. I finished runner-up in the 2002 World Cup. I was a Champions League finalist in the early 2000s, and I did win league titles in Germany and England.
So he's French.
Yeah, because presumably, right?
Yeah.
Not French.
German. It's German.
Yeah.
It's German.
What did you say about the titles?
I did win league titles in Germany and England.
Miroslav Klose.
No.
Oh, in England as well?
Yeah, and England.
Oh, it's Jens Lehmann.
No. Quite an iconic player, this guy. I liked him as a kid.
Klinsmann.
No, yeah, I'm fucked. I like Richard Dunn as a child, so I've got, I've got no bearing.
Iconic. Michael Ballack.
Yes, good shout, man.
Oh, it is as well.
Good shout.
I'm really good at this, aren't I? You are shit.
Yeah, I can't do it. I have no...
You're breathing into the mic. Like.
Stressing.
He's got no clue.
How many got left? Two?
Two more if you want the bonus. Yeah, the fifth one. I was born in Ivory Coast.
Ow.
I have played for Lille until 2011.
Pepe.
I have scored in a World Cup. And I didn't win anything in my time in England or Italy.
Jovino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, he's done it. Right. Extra bonus.
Yeah, I'll take that.
The forehead.
Yeah. So,
extra bonus.
Yes, sir. I was born in 1987. I have played for four clubs in my homeland. I spent 5 years in England with two clubs. I have two goals for my country.
I mean, how the fuck are we going to get that?
It's extra hard, isn't it?
Wait, that is outrageous.
Is he currently still playing?
Somewhere.
Podolski.
That's who I was going to say.
Oh. No, not
he's scored more than two for Germany, right? Yeah. That makes no sense. No.
It's got to be some defender or goalie.
He was a very exciting player to watch.
Huh?
I've forgotten the question.
Wait, yeah, say that again.
He was a very exciting player to watch.
Yeah, but what? Read out the clues again.
I was born in 1987. I've played for four clubs in my homeland, which is France.
Oh, you didn't tell us that. But
I know, I'm trying to help.
It's Hatem Ben Arfa.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Boo. Yeah, modern.
I knew it before you said France, it was Ben Arfa. That's why I said, because he probably only played a few games for France.
Yeah.
Two guys. Yeah, how are the tune, mate? I'm really
how are the tune? You know. You're a Geordie.
I am a... Yeah, what? No, I'm a jolly.
What's that?
I don't know. Anyways, that is the end of the episode. Kieran, thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure. Reeve, looking great.
Shut up, man.
We are going to have a very special episode of Pitchside next week.
Just leave it as that.
Stay tuned for that. We are going to be doing some World Cup predictions if you have time after this.
Yeah.
You've actually done yours.
Yeah, I've done mine. Yeah, went early. Yeah. Viva la Ecuador.
No changing it. If you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to drop a like and subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.